Welcome to People Power and Politics, our talk, riveting interviews, community updates, in-depth analysis. That's People Power and Politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.
Welcome, everyone. We are joined by a very special guest, Ms. Maya Wiley, who is looking to make history to be the first Black woman mayor of New York City, the 110th mayor. Ms. Wiley, the path out of poverty is a quality education. Blacks, Bronx, immigrants are in the most segregated public school system in the country and the most underfunded schools in the state. Is open enrollment the solution? And if not, what is?
Well, this is such a critical question because I agree. And education is central. And as a person who went to a Black, underfunded, overcrowded public school when I was young, I also know what that feels like. And so I was proud to co-chair the School Diversity Advisory Group that spent almost 2 years. I co-chaired that with Hazel Dukes from the NAACP and Jose Calderon from the Hispanic Federation. And we had 42 people as part of that group, parents, students, educators, academics, advocates. And we also went into every single borough and met with over 800 people, public hearings. Anyone could attend to tell us what they thought we needed to do. And it shaped what we recommended. So first, let me say, we have to, and I will, end all discriminatory admissions practices and policies, period. Mm-hmm. As I said, I know what it feels like. I went to law school to be a civil rights lawyer. Anything that violates our rights is not going to be tolerated. And that includes making sure that we're also investing in all our schools, because as I said, it's often underfunded as well, right? So I'm going to do three things that are important also to bring up the quality of education in our schools, which is as important as enrollment. And that is, one, I'm going to hire 2,500 more public school teachers, and particularly focused on early childhood and K through 5 education, because overcrowded classrooms are not quality classrooms. Teachers can't handle all of the issues that come up in the classrooms. It's not fair to the teacher. It's not fair to the students or their parents. It does not serve us. So that will help us bring class sizes down. And we will focus that, as we know, we've got 618 grossly overcrowded schools, and they're usually our schools.
Yes.
They are usually our schools. So we're going to target those resources where they're needed most. But the second thing we're going to do is trauma-informed care, because our kids are also traumatized, right? I mean, we had COVID was its own trauma, either losing family members or even just the fear and suffering to get online.
The lockdown.
All of those things. But also our kids are traumatized because of gun violence. Mm-hmm. Our kids are sometimes traumatized because there's violence in the home. We saw a rise in domestic violence. Poverty is a trauma. If you're struggling to eat, if you're hungry, that's traumatizing. Fearing eviction or being homeless is traumatizing. So trauma-informed care is actually one of the ways we bring violence down and send graduation rates up. I'm saying that as a summary of studies that show that it helps, because our kids are whole beings. If they're traumatized, it's hard to learn. So we have to support their emotional well-being so that they can also learn. So we're going to have trauma-informed care in the classrooms, available through the schools, so that teachers in the classrooms can help and create student support teams and our students can get what they need. But the other thing we must do, and I have many more plans in my education platform, but community schools. That what that means is a model that says we have to be in partnership with our community-based organizations, That's going to help us with language access and multi-language learning. That's also going to help us ensure that we have wraparound services for families. So that if a kid is hungry, if a family is going hungry, if there's violence at home and there's a way to intervene to support keeping the family together, if the family is about to be evicted, you know, that there are different ways that we're ensuring that we're supporting families, because this model where the school is in relationship to the community and to the family with community-based organizations strengthens the educational attainment of our children, because all those things get in the way of education. So we have to have deeper partnerships, and particularly in immigrant communities, that helps because we also bring in the culturally appropriate responses that recognize what the cultural experiences and values and languages, all the things that are necessary to serve our families and our children well.
And that's very important, and it's going to make the difference. So, Ms. Wiley, how can one support your candidacy?
There are so many ways. First and foremost, I hope everyone votes. Our vote is our voice, and please, ranked choice voting means rank at least three candidates, I hope five, in order of preference. And I ask that folks vote for me number one. Mm-hmm. But that's the wonderful thing in a crowded race, is you can list more than one candidate. But for us, look, at MayaWileyForMayor.com, there is much information about what I will do as mayor. It's also an opportunity to donate. Obviously, money matters, because when we are trying to get our message out so that people know who I am and what I stand for and what I will do as mayor, we win support, and that's a wonderful thing. Mm-hmm. But also volunteers. There's a sign up both for events to know where I will be for folks who want to come out and greet me, but also to sign up to participate in the campaign as volunteers. We have Black Women for Maya, we have Black Men for Maya, and we have Viacom Maya. So we have different groupings also for different communities of concern. But that can be text banking, it can be phone banking, or it can be canvassing and door knocking. Whatever people's comfort level is, there are opportunities to contribute time.
Thank you so much, Ms. Wiley. We appreciate you being here and sharing your plans as the next mayor of New York City, the first Black woman mayor. We look forward to having you back again before the June primaries, and we wish you the very, very best in your campaign.
Well, thank you. It was a pleasure to be with you. I will absolutely be back, and thank you very much for the opportunity.
You're so very welcome.
People Power and Politics, Hard Talk, Riveting Interviews, Community Updates, In-depth analysis. That's people power in politics. We tell it to you as it is. No holds barred. You are the people. You have the power. We bring you the politics. To listen to our show, be a guest, or to advertise, visit www.pppradio.nyc. That's www.pppradio.nyc.